We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Bosor B'cholov, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes Vov. Rav Nosenzal is going to take what we've been learning till now and connect it to the Yontif of Chanukah. V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. Everything we've been learning till now is connected to Chanukah. Ki Chanukah loshen chinuch v'haschola. Because the word Chanukah means initiation. Like a new beginning. Hainu shleidei mitzvahs Chanukah nu zeichen lahamshuch leinu azus digdusho ba'oifen shenizkel eschazek bavoides Hashem tomid. Meaning that by performing the mitzvahs of Chanukah, we're zeichen to draw upon ourselves azus digdusho in a manner that it should give us the ability to renew ourselves in avoides Hashem all the time. V'hoikar lahaschil b'chol pam mechodesh. And one of the main things in terms of succeeding in Avodas Hashem is to always start fresh, new beginning. Shezehu ikar shem Chanukah. That's what the term Chanukah refers to. Chanukah sabayis, which is what a person makes when they move into a new home. Shetiyehu avoido tomid bebchinas chinuch v'ascholam. That a person's serving Hashem should always be in the category of new beginning. As if today I'm first starting in serving Hashem. And this is why also the Gemara tells us the opinion of Beis Hillel that regarding the Ner Chanukah, we're supposed to add every single day an additional candle. That by a person starting fresh every time, that person will constantly be adding, growing in their Avodas Hashem in a major way. Because of the fact that the person has this consciousness and this desire to start anew every single day, a new beginning, new inspiration, that person will be growing all the time. That person will not stagnate. They won't remain in one place. They'll be growing all the time. And this is tied into the fact that the Chanukah candles, the first choice is to light it with oil, preferably olive oil. This oil that's used for the Chanukah menorah corresponds to Azas Digdusha, which a person gets to through Simcha, which a person gets through Naseh V'Nishma, which is Torah and Tefillah, Nigla and Nistar, which corresponds to those two crowns that the angels put on the head of each and every single Jew when they made that declaration of Naseh V'Nishma at Matan Torah. Because oil symbolizes holy seichel, bechinas meshach revois kutcha, an anointment of holiness. Shehu bechinas klolius kol hamoichen agdoishim, which is the terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh to refer to all the seichel of a person. Shehem b'china shnei aksorim kanal, which is tied into those two crowns. Shehem nigla v'nister, toiru tfila. Shehem klal kol hamoichin haklulim b'b'chinas shemen mishchas kodesh kiyadua. That symbolizes the full spectrum of seichel, which is included in this term, holy oil of anointment. The term shemen mishchas kodesh, which was put on the head of a king when they anointed him, and the oil represented seichel. Ki hashemen b'chinas ksor, just like oil is the fuel that helps a candle burn, our brains, our seichel is compared to this candle burning, and the oil is the fuel that feeds it. Ki hashemen b'chinas ksorim, shem al roish, because the oil corresponds to the crowns which are put on the head. bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, v'shemen al roishcha al yechzer, and the oil on your head should never be lacking. Shemen al roishcha, just like a keser is al haroish, just like simcha is v'simcha soilam al roisham. Bechinas kashemen atoiv al haroish, and as the pasuk says in Tehillim, like good oil that comes down on the head. On the head is where the crown is. Umishom mebechinas hashemen hakodesh hazeh shal haroish, ubechinas klal hamoichen hakodesh, ubechinas ksorim hakanal, ubechinas torah tefillah niklav nis hakanal. Mishom meiren umadliken haner chanukah hakodesh vanoira, shedoylek al yedei hashemen hakodesh hazeh. And it's from this oil, this holy oil that's on the head, which represents all the moichen, the crowns, the torah tefillah niklav nis, that's from where we draw the light to light the holy Hanukkah candles. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki hadlokas ner Chanukah zebechinas shanam amshich malinu bechinas azas digdusha. When we light those Chanukah candles, we're drawing upon ourselves azas digdusha, shaydeze ikra haknisa lakdusha, which is one of the most important requirements for a person who wants to enter into the kedusha. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, which Rabbeinu Zal brings over there in Likutei Moran, Nehalta ve'ozcha el nevei kodshecha. You led us with your strength, with oiz, to your holy residence, to the Beis Hamikdash. That's how a person enters into Kedusha, into the nevei kodshecha. Kemavur abat Torah now, as is explained in Torah Chof Beis in Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on. Ki az estigdusha shehu koilo estigdusha zebechinas eish. Because az estigdusha, which we mentioned earlier, is also the concept of koil of kedusha. We had brought the pasuk kein yitain bekoiloi koil ois, that the sounds that come from a person's mouth are also a form of azus. When a person screams or blows the shofar, etc., and they correspond to fire. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, v'koiloi shomanu mitoicho eish. We heard the sound of Hashem's voice from the fire. Bechinas koil Hashem choytsev lavos eish. Another pasuk which connects koil to fire. Ze bechinas simeni kachoisem alibech alibecho kachoisem alzroyacho ki azo kamoves avo kosher kishol kino rishafeho rishfei eish shall have a score. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which mentions the two choisams, the two seals that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in the Torah and Likutei Moran over there, that place me like a seal on your heart, like a seal on your arm, because my love for you is azo, is as powerful, is very powerful, and rishafeho is rishpeyesh, and the intensity of it is compared to like fire. So we see Azus related to fire, Eish, and Azus was the koilos. Hainu sheknesses Yisroel, Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyesh lohem Azus tikdusha, hechozo kerish be'esh. In this pasuk, Klal Yisroel is saying to Hashem that we have such powerful feelings for you, Hashem. We have this Azus tikdusha that's like fire. It's like an intense fire, rish be'esh. Bechinas ki azo kamove sahavo, reshafe rish be'esh. V'alkein heimavakshim sheyizku lesakin al yidei zeh shnei hachoysomus kanal. And that's why we ask Hashem that in the zechus of this azus digdusha that we have, that's like fire, we should be zeuchet to be able to fix up and correct the two choysams, the two seals, sheheim bechinas choysam betoy choysam, which are a seal within a seal that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, she'ief sherlisko islahem kiim al yedei azas tikdusha, whereby it's impossible for a person to be zeicha to the tikkun of these seals without azas tikdusha. Kemavur heite batoiranal ayin shom, as is explained very very well in the Torah Likutei Moran. V'ze bechinas simeni kachoysom alibe alibecho kachoysom alzroyacho. The pasuk says, place me like a seal on your heart, a seal on your arm. Ze bechinas shnei hachoysom esanal. That's the two choysoms that the Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Bechinas choysom betoy choysom, a seal within a seal. וזה בחינס הדלוקס נר חנקה, שנר חנקה דוילק ובויר על ידי השמן. This is the Hanukkah candles which burn through the oil. כי ההדלוקה שהוא כויח או איש, עיקר כויחו להור הוא על ידי השמן. Because the light of the Hanukkah candles, which is fire, its ability to burn and give light is dependent on the oil. כי השמן זה בחינס הקסור המנל. Because the oil, we said, corresponds to the crowns, שמשום עיקר כויח או עזס דקדושה, שבחינס איש כנל, which is from where we get the עזס דקדושה. The crowns were simcha, and simcha is your eyes, כי חדבס השם הימוזכם. We've had the psukim that make these connections. בחינס הדלוקס איש של הנר חנקה. This is that lighting of the fire of the Hanukkah candles. כי על ידי השמן בחינס הקסורים הנעל, על ידי זה בויר הלב להשם יספורה כריש בייש ומאיר בויר גודל. Because through the oil, which is the crowns, that's what helps our hearts burn to Hashem, to be on fire for Hashem, and to shine with a very bright light. שזהו בחינס עזס דקדושה. This is the concept of עזס of קדושה. בחינס כי עזו כמו וסבו רשפהו רשפי אש. The pasuk connects the עזס and the fire. שזה בחינס האש של הנר חנקה שבויר מאיר בגודל בכל הדום עשה ידי אפשר הקודש. שזה בחינס עזס דקדושה. שהוא בחינס אש שנמשך על ידי שבן משחסקו ידי שמכנס הקסורם כנל. שעיקר החינוך לילך בדרך השם הוא רק על ידי זה. With the main initiation, for a person who wants to go on the path of serving Hashem, depends on this. Dehainu al yedei azas digdusha shemekabla meaksorim kanal. It's dependent on azas digdusha, which a person receives from those crowns. Those crowns were simcha. Those crowns were toira and tefila. Ki yefsher liskare velakdusha leschanech bavedas Hashem kim al yedei azas dikdusha kanal. Because it's impossible for a Jew to really come close to holiness, to tzadikim, to Hashem, and to really become initiated in serving Hashem properly without azas dikdusha. Ve'ikor koicham shel Yisrael lahagber malchus dikdusha al malchus orisho hu rak al yedei azas dikdusha kemuvan amuvar batoyrana. The main ability of the Jews to strengthen the Malchus Digdusha, to be able to defeat the Malchus of the Rishoim, is only through Azas Digdusha, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Toruch of Beis. She'ikar koyach Malchus or Risho hu alidei Azus Sora de Sitra Achra. Because where does the Malchus of Rishoim, where does the Malchus of the Sitra Achra draw its power? From Azus of the Sitra Achra, Shehem ho Azei Ponim Shebadoir, those are the Azei Ponim of the generation, Shemizgaprim Umenasim Veroitzim Limloch Velimshel Rakaide Azus Levad, who try to elevate themselves and they want to rule, they want to be in charge through their chutzpah, with their chutzpah. Ki Azus Malchusa Beloi Tago, because the Gemara refers to Azus as a kingdom without a crown. That's this Malchus of the Rishoim. Utzrichin lizgaber kenegdom ba'azas gotel dikdusha. And if a person wants to defeat them, he has to turn on that azas dikdusha in a very big way. Kedei lamoid neged azusam horo, to be able to stand up to their wicked azus. Ki azus hora shelohem hu bechinas azus malchus b'lo itaga. Because their azus is what the Gemara means when it uses that term, that Azus is a kingdom without a crown. Bloitago daiko. Look at the wording in the Gemara. Without a crown. That's the point. Hainu kishein zoichen lahamshich kedushas haksorim anal. When a person is not zoicha to draw the holiness that's supposed to come from the crowns. The crowns, we said, which is Torah and Tefillah, and Nigla and Nistar, and Simcha. Shemishom ho Azus digdusha kanal, that's the source of Azus of Kedusha. When a person doesn't draw it from there, Oz yesh koya chas v'shom l'ha'azus horashel hemshom malchusa b'loy taga. Then, the other side, the Malchus of the Sitra Achra, gains power. Their Azus, which is referred to as a kingdom without a crown. Beloi tago daiko, that's the wording that Gemara uses, without a crown, because their kingdom does not draw from the crowns of Kedusha. Aval kishim is gabrim negdom ba'azas digdusha, nimshach miyak sorum kanal. Whereas, when a Jew is zeichet to fight against the malchus of the sitrachra, against the azus of the sitrachra, with his azus of kedusha, which draws from the crowns, oz nichna v'noifel v'nizbatel ho'azus harashulahem shurak malchusa b'loi tagadayka. Then their azus, the azus of the sitrachra, which we said is a kingdom without a crown, takes a fall. Aval kishemeir and aksoramanal, shemehem nimshach azus didusha, oz ho'azus shelahem noifel v'nizbatel. Whereas when the crowns are shining properly, from which comes azus digdusha, then the azus of the sitrachra takes a complete fall. Exactly. The wording here at the end of this paragraph seems to be a little bit awkward, maybe, but I believe we translated it correctly. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki malchus digdusha hu al yedei azus digdusha shenim shach yedei aksorim kanal. Because the malchus of kedusha draws its power from azus of kedusha, which comes from the crowns. Shezehu b'chinas Hashem be'ozcho yismach melech. Hashem, with your strength, that's the word, oiz, azus of kedusha, the king will rejoice. B'chinas v'yitein oiz l'malkoi. And also another pasuk, he will give strength, oiz, to his king. Ha'ne'mar al malchus Moshiach. These psukim are speaking about the kingdom of Moshiach. Shehu malchus tigdusha. He's the symbol of the malchus of kedusha. And again, where does he draw from? From oiz, from azus of kedusha. V'ze b'chinas keser malchus. And this is why these two terms usually go together. The crown of kingdom. Ki malchus digdusha shualide azus digdusha nichtar becheser digdusha. Ki kol koichoi miaksorim kanal. Because the malchus of kedusha, which we said draws its power from azus digdusha, is crowned with the crown of kedusha, because that's where it draws its kingdom from. It draws from the keser. Now, interestingly, people would say this seems to be absurd. When we speak about the midos of Hashem, Keser is the top one, Malchus is the bottom one. It's 10 floors down. Why does he seem to be making one out of them here? He's saying it's one and Keser and Malchus, it all goes together. The answer is there's a famous pasuk where it says, Ani Rishoin, V'ani Achroin, Umi Balod Ayen Olakim. I am number one, I am the first, and I am the last, and without me there's no Hashem. Meaning, Kaviochel Ani is a term that's used to refer to Malchus. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. There are many different psukim. And the word Ayin means nothingness. Ayin refers to a level of light that's so high that we can't put it into any words at all. That's the Keser. So Ani and Ayin are the same exact letters. And the pasuk there is telling us, I'm first and I'm last, and without me there's no Hashem, meaning that this is all one. It is all one. There are no two. Even Chesed and Gvura are not two. When we're speaking about Hashem, it's all part of Ato Echod v'Shimcho Echod. Hashem is all oneness. There are times that we speak about it in a manner where it seems as if there's differentiation, distinction, in order for us to be able to understand how Hashem relates to us. That to us, sometimes he appears as Chesed, sometimes Gvura, but in essence, it's all one. Keser and Malchus, again, the Pasuk says, Vayosem Keser Malchus Beroisha. The Torah puts Keser and Malchus together, that they are one. They're actually one. And here Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that the Malchus draws its energy from the crowns, from the Ksorim. V'zeh b'chinas shemen hanal. This is the oil that we mentioned earlier. Shehu b'chinas ksorim hanal, which is the crowns. Because we said just like a crown is put on the head, the oil was put on the head. V'shemen al roishcho al yechser. Shal yodoi nimshechu v'nichteru kol hamalochim v'koyhanim b'kisrayim. This is the oil through which all the Jewish kings were crowned. They were crowned with the oil, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, and the Kohanim also. Ki kol ha-koyhanim v'amalochim negdusha nimshichu b'shemen ha-mishcha. Because all the koyhanim and the kings, the proper kings, were anointed with shemen ha-mishcha. Shaydei zeh nichderu b'chisreim. That's how they were spiritually crowned with these crowns. Ki ha-shemen hu b'chinas ha-ksorim anal. Because oil is those crowns. Shemishon ikar hu-azis negdusha. From which the azis negdusha draws its strength. Shemishon ikar koyach ha-malchus de kedusha, which is where the malchus of kedusha draws its strength.